Hey, sweet mama, do you want to feel patient and calm with your children? Are you sick of constantly overreacting, yelling, and even experiencing mom rage with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night consumed with mom guilt and remorse for your words and actions with your kids? Do you wish you could have daily alone time to feel restored and connect with God? There is a way to take care of yourself guilt-free and show up as a calm, patient, and kind mama to your kids. Hey, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm a stress coach for Christian moms. I'm a wife, a mom of four, and the daughter of the King. Want to know how to become present, peaceful, and calm mama? I'm about to teach you how to connect with God, master your mindset, set healthy boundaries, and be in control of your emotions. My friend, I pray that this podcast blesses you. I'm Elizabeth, and you are listening to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. Hi, friend. I need your help. Do you have 60 seconds? Have you left a review for the podcast? If Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast helped you become a better mom by managing your stress and your big emotions in a healthier way, I would be so honored if you took 60 seconds of your time to let me know how this podcast has helped you or what you love about this show or maybe your favorite podcast episode. In the show notes, there's a link with a video that shows you how to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you can leave a review for the show, it would be really helpful for me to get that visibility, increase my podcast reach, and help other moms find about this podcast. Also, it would help me feel encouraged to keep creating this content for you. Before you submit the review, take a screenshot of the review and email it to hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy.com to be entered into a monthly giveaway to win Emotionally Healthy Mom course. So, if you don't have an iPhone, borrow one from your spouse, maybe your kids or your friend or a coworker, and take a minute to leave a review. You can even do it from an iPad. You can even do it from your phone and your husband's phone. The more, the better. I would really appreciate this so much, my friend. All right, friend, today we'll be talking about ways to release anger in a healthy way, and we're talking about physical ways to release anger in a healthy way. So when it comes to anger, and if you've listened to my previous episodes where I talk about the brain and what's going on in our brain when we are experiencing anger, when the stress builds up enough, it will shift us from our emotional part of the brain to our survival part of the brain. So our emotional part of the brain, we're dysregulated, we're frustrated, we are triggered, we are disrespectful, we are moody. It's coming out in our words and our attitude. But when the stress builds up enough to the point where things are so overwhelming and stressful, when you feel so out of control, it goes into rage. And for some of us, so that is the part of our brain that is fight, flight, or freeze. So for some of us, we freeze and we just like shut down. Some of us are flee. We're like, you know, maybe you have a parent that did that. Like, you know what? I don't care. Do whatever you want. I'm just like walking away. And some of us are in fight mode. So I'll tell you honestly, like for me, because I was raised in a family where I was spanked, when I feel out of control with my kids, when they're not listening, when they are not doing what I want them to do, after the stressor builds up enough in my brain, it gets to a point where I want to physically hurt them. Now, I know that's wrong and that's destructive and it's not helpful for my relationship, but in order to get control back, natural tendency of mine is to physically want to hurt my kids to get them to do what I want them to do. And I still have moments like that now. That doesn't mean I act on it, but I have moments like that. And this is where I used to be a lot, where I would threaten my kids and even spank in anger because I felt so frustrated, angry, out of control, and even moments of rage. It didn't happen a ton, But there were lots of moments where I was just really, angry and wanting to control my children. And so this is not where I am now. Because of the inner work that I did, to process, to learn healthy ways of coping, to rewire my brain. And this is what I want for you, my friend. I want you to understand that you don't have to stay where you are today. Just because you are in a position where everything is just really reactive and you are feeling like you're the worst mom in the world and you're experiencing mommy rage with your kids, you don't have to stay there. My friend, there is hope. You can come on the other end and be where I am today, that overall your norm is calm and grounded and peaceful and patient and understanding and loving and kind. There is a way to get there, and I will teach you strategies, but there's the inner work that is required to get you there. And if you are interested, in the show notes, there's a link for you to sign up for the waitlist for the anger management course that I'm working on behind the scenes. It's an anger management course for Christian moms, because there's a little difference between just anger management for other people and for us women of faith. There's a different aspect that goes into it. And so I'm praying over that course. I am praying that it will be helpful for you and it can really increase your patience with your kids so you can set an example for your kids and how to manage anger in a healthy way. Okay, so let's get back to our episode where we talk about 5 physical ways to release anger in a healthy way. So when our anger builds up in our brain, we get to the fight, flight, or freeze. And when you are in fight mode, you physically need to release that cooped up negative energy. Okay? Oftentimes, we want to physically release it on someone else. And it's a destructive and sinful and unhealthy. And it does cause damage to your relationships and to your kids. And if you're listening to this, you probably want some healthy ways to release that physical cooped up energy, okay? So I will go through 5 things and then I will talk about how to actually implement them, because here's the thing, in the heat of the moment, when you are in that moment of rage, in order for your brain to remember to access the healthy coping, you need the thinking brain to be turned on. Well, it gets shut off when you are experiencing rage, because that part of the brain just gets shut off and all your energy is going to that survival part of the brain. All the blood flow is going there. And so we need to find a way for our brain to remember what to do in the heat of the moment. And we'll talk about that at the end. Okay. Okay, so we need to release this anger in a non-destructive way that will not hurt you or anyone else. And that's the most important key. You got to get that energy out instead of suppressing it, but you got to get it out in a way that's not hurting your kids or not hurting you or not hurting things. And you know Bible stories, right, of people that even like Cain and Abel, like a brother killed his own brother because he was so angry and the anger was so out of control, right? And that's scary. That is scary. And so it is so important for us to release it in a healthy way, because it causes damage when it's not. And here's number one. I saw this video like on Instagram. It was months and months ago, and I thought that was so neat. So it was like an exercise ball, but it was like a 20-pound heavy ball. And you can pick it up and throw it down on the ground. And so it was like 20, 30-pound ball or something like that. That's like, has like, it's some sewn material around it, kind of leather looking type of thing. And it was done in a garage, or you can do it in your basement, but have one of those balls that you can buy from Amazon, but you lifted it up and you toss it on the ground and you lifted it up and you toss it on the ground. And it's like getting that anger and frustration out. You're releasing. It's like lifting something heavy and just tossing it and letting it go. And that is like a really nice physical release of like throwing something physical. And speaking on that, I will link an episode in the show notes of when I talked about my grieving process when I lost my baby in my second trimester. And one of the things that I did was I was breaking old glass and like plates that we did not need. And in the garage, I had like a little kiddie pool and I would just throw them in there to break the plates. And it was like this physical healthy release. I did not hurt anyone or anything or anyone else. You know, I was safe. I was far away from that glass when I was throwing it, like, and it was this physical release of energy that helped me release that anger that I was experiencing during my grieving process, okay? So number two, something else you can do is have a basket of old papers. Maybe it comes in the mail, maybe papers from school, from kids that they get, you know, and you crumple up a paper and you throw it at a wall. You pick up a paper, maybe rip it out of a notebook, you crumple it up and throw it at the wall. Or it could be like a stuffed toy that you could just, a basket full of stuffed toys that you can just throw at a door or throw at a wall. Not hurting anyone or anything by doing that, but it's releasing that anger and frustration. Or, you know, they even have these rooms that are, I don't know if it's called like anger room, where people go with like bats and golf clubs, where they like destroy things like old TVs and computers. It's like you release that anger. Or, you know, how people would back in the day go outside and cut the wood and chop it up for firewood. And they, it's like you're releasing that cooped up energy in a healthy, non-destructive way that's not hurting you or anyone else, okay? Number three, you can go for a run. Go for a run, or you can do like jump on a trampoline. We have a trampoline in our yard, like something that will move that energy, okay? Another one is, number four is punching a pillow. Or if you have a punching bag, you can do a punching bag if you have one in your garage or in a basement, but like punching something, releasing your energy in a punch. Or sometimes if you need to like scream it out, you can scream into a pillow and just get your energy, negative energy out that way. Okay, so number one is throw a heavy weighted ball, like in the garage or basement, like lift it over your head and throw it. Number two is crumpling up paper or taking up a stuffed toy and throwing it at a wall. Number three is running, going for a fast run or like a treadmill, or go run for outside, or jumping on the trampoline, getting your energy out that way. Number four is punching a pillow or a punching bag or screaming into a pillow. And number five is like you can push a wall or stomp the floor. Okay, it seems silly. This is better than slamming doors and breaking things, okay? But you can just put your hands on the wall and just push the wall as hard as you can. I do this sometimes with my kids when they are angry and frustrated. I'm like, do you want to push into my hands? And like, I will push it back. And so it's like they're releasing this energy. And oftentimes they say no. But sometimes if they're not too dysregulated, they're willing to do that. Or stomping the floor. Stomping the floor is like, it's like releasing that anger, but it's non-destructive. Instead of taking it out on your kids, you're taking it out on the wall or the floor, okay? You have to release it in a healthy way. Otherwise, it gets stored inside of you and it comes out in destructive ways towards your kiddos, or you cope within yourself, right? In destructive ways. It could be drinking, it could be smoking, it could be overeating or whatever. Like you're releasing that anger in a way that is not helpful for you or the kids. You're still coping in an unhealthy way. So this is a healthy way that you can release it that will not hurt anyone or you or anything. okay? Obviously, like, take this with a grain of salt. These are just some examples that you can start implementing today that are, some of them are free, really, and you can just start doing it today, okay? So here's the thing. I want to circle back to why in the heat of the moment we don't do what we know, okay? So right now I'm teaching you these skills and you're like, okay, this is great. This is awesome. I'll do this next time. And then you experience an episode of Mommy Rage and you, in the heat of the moment, don't do what you know. Like, you literally just don't. And that's because the part of the brain that helps you remember what to do gets shut off in the heat of the moment. And you just do things that you've been doing for years. And in order for you to respond differently, you literally need to create a new pathway in your brain. And how do we do that? Well, it's like learning a new language. In the beginning, it's really, really hard for us to start thinking in a new language. We have to practice it a lot and a lot and a lot. So one of the things that I work with my clients when we work through this kind of stuff, we create a when-then statement. And it is, when I feel mommy anger and mommy rage and I feel like hurting my kids, then I will walk away and stomp the floor or scream into a pillow or crumple up paper and throw it at a wall or punch a pillow or whatever. Like, when then statement. One of the clients that I worked with, she decided to buy one of these weighted balls to get her anger out in that way instead of slamming the cupboards and screaming at her daughter, because that was destructive. That was destructive anger. This is a healthy way of coping that's non-destructive. Okay. And so creating that when then statement that you can repeat to yourself, let's say every time you wash your hands, you repeat to yourself, when I feel mommy rage, then I will walk away and stomp the floor. Then I will, you know, push a wall. Then I will, you know, crumple up paper, whatever it is, or go for a quick run or jump on the trampoline if you have one. Like, we have one right there in our backyard. I could go out there if I wanted to. But this is something that you need to create, this when-then statement, and repeat it to yourself and repeat multiple times throughout the day, that when that actual moment comes of mommy rage, your brain is like, oh, when I feel this, then I will this. Like, your brain is a lot more likely to actually remember it in the heat of the moment. And obviously, it's not going to happen right away. You're not going to always have success right away, because this is a new language. You're literally rewiring your brain. And in order for this to become your new automatic pattern, it takes many, 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 many times of intentional practice in order for your brain to be like, oh, that's right, I need to do this instead. Here's the thing I want you to remember, that when you're experiencing mommy rage and mommy anger, first things first, you absolutely have to walk away. I talked about this in other episodes, but walking away is step one. Recognizing that nothing you're going to say or do in this moment is going to be helpful. If everyone is physically safe, walk away so you don't hurt your kids, okay? Or say anything destructive or hurtful, okay? And then when you walk away, you have that statement, when I feel mommy rage, when I am angry, then I will blank. What are you going to do? Fill that part in. What are you going to do during that moment to release that anger in a healthy way? And there's trial and error. Some things are helpful, some are not. So in this episode, we only talked about like physical ways of releasing anger. I'm sure there's more ways. I just gave you five, not to get you all overwhelmed. But for some of us, it's not physical. For me, I have to vent. You know, I have to talk about it. I have to release it that way. But for some of us, it's physical. If you feel like you physically want to hurt your kids, then you need to physically release that anger in a healthy way. And these are some ideas for you. So if you start implementing this and you feel like you're failing more times than succeeding, remember, this takes practice and it takes many, many times of intentional practice in order for it to become a new automatic. You're not a bad mom. You're just struggling. And this takes some time to rewire your brain to respond differently. But if you tell yourself when you are not triggered, like right now, what you're going to do, and you create a plan and you remind yourself in non-triggering moments what you're going to do in the heat of the moment, your brain is a lot more likely to actually remember it. Okay, so this is what I have for you today, Mama. If I'm just reminding you one more time, if you're interested in that new course that I am putting together for you that's going to come out this spring, in the show notes, there's a link for you to sign up to that anger management course that is coming out this spring, and you will get on the wait list, and then you will be the first one to know when it is being released, and you will get the best price for that, and it's going to come with some boxer coaching as an addition that you can upgrade the course in order to get that additional support. And if you need support right now, did you know that I offer 45-minute coaching calls? In the show notes, you can scroll down. There's a link for you to book a 45-minute coaching call. And you can also add on Boxer coaching for another week for extra support that I check in with you. And so you're implementing the things that we learned in the coaching call. All right, my friend, thank you so much for being here, for showing up. If you found this episode helpful, please, 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 please share it with a friend. I know you, if you're listening and you're struggling with mommy rage, I promise you, you're not the only one. And if you have a sister or a friend or anyone in your circle that you know who might be struggling, just share this, just not even maybe this episode, just the podcast link with them, and they might pick one that stands out to them. Thank you so much, my friend. I will see you in the next episode. Before you go, did you know that you can support this podcast for a small monthly donation? In the show notes, there's a link for you to click on that says support the show, and you can choose how many dollars a month you would like to support the show for. And as a gift, I will send you a peaceful and calm morning meditation for moms that will help you feel grounded and centered and get you all ready for the day. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes? This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.